And it's Joe Gordon playing second base now for the American Leaguers. Lou Budrow playing short. And of Cleveland, and I guess that's the only change. Yep. Gordon playing second base. Budrow playing shortstop. Gordon of the Yankees and Lou Budrow, the flashy shortstop of the Cleveland Indians. As the National Leaguers come up in the sixth inning. First man up, sucks that first one down the line in the third, along the left field line, and he's going for two bases on that pitch.
Two bases.
It's Bucky Walters, the pitcher. That's the way to hit him when you're pitching. The tying run on second on Walters double. Down that left field line on the first pitch. That's the third double in this ball game. Walters on second with a tying run. Stan Hack coming up. Left-handed batter. Lee toes the rubber. There's the stretch. The clutch and the pitch. It's bunted toward third. Lee fields the ball, whips it to York. A sacrifice advancing Walters to third. One man out on the tying run on third. Batter coming up for the National Leaguers is Terry Moore, right-hander who has popped to third, slide to right field. Lee goes into a full windup, the infield playing shallow, a long fly to left. Williams backing up, takes it for the put out, and here comes Walters streaking home with a tying run. Williams shot a nice throw in there. A perfect peg, but he had to throw clear from the barrier in left field. So it's all even, boys and girls. That's one run. The base is empty and two men out in the sixth inning. Walters, Bucky Walters, the pitcher. For the Nationals, opened with a double. Took third on Hack's sacrifice. Lee to York. Then came home on Terry Moore's long lift to Williams and left.
Heath Reeser is up. Hits the first pitch, a high fly to right field. Jeff Heath is waiting under it, looking up at the sun. He drops it for a two-base error. Heath dropped that one for a two-base error. He was under it with plenty of time, looking up at that sun, and I guess apparently lost it at the last minute. The ball came into his glove and then popped out. The first error of the ball game. Score tied at one run. Reeser on second. Johnny Mai is up. Big left hand hitting first baseman. The slide to center field and grounded to York. Johnny's in there swinging. Lee pitches a curve. Clips the outside corner across his knees for a called strike. And the stretch for the next one. Swinging strike, going for a low one. Two strikes, no balls. Johnny Mize at the plate. Pete Reeser on second to score tied at one run. Sixth inning of this all-star game. Lefty Lee pitches a fastball a little low. Over the plate, but a little low. And Lee was on his way to the bench, and so was Dickey. Thought he had him on that one. Umpire Pinelli says, no, it's a ball, boys. Get back there and go to work. Two strikes, one ball. There's the clutch. The pitch. Myers hits a funny roller to third baseman Travis. Comes up with the ball, whips it over to York. Johnny is out. And that ends the first half of the sixth inning. And the score is tied at one run on Bucky Walters' double. Opening the inning on the first pitch. Sacrificed to third by Hack. Lee to York was the play, and then came home on Terry Moore's long high fly to Williams in deep left. Reeser then ran two bases when Heath dropped his fly in right field. Mize ended the National League half of the inning, grounding out third to first, Travis DeYork. One run, one hit, one error, one left on base. Score all square at one run. The American Leaguers coming up in the sixth inning. This is WWJ and W45D. Give me a nine in right field. Enos Slaughter playing right field for the National Leaguers. Buck Travis first up for the American Leaguers. First pitch. A line drive, an easy line drive to second baseman Billy Harmon. One out. DiMaggio coming up. Joe hit a long drive, center field, second time at bat, first time fouled out to third baseman Hack. Leans away from a fast inside Walters pitch for ball one. And the next one, inside and low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. One man out in the sixth, the score tied at one run, DiMaggio at the plate. Joe takes a call strike, started the swing, let it go. It was down around his knees, and it's a call strike. Walters starts his windup. He pitches inside. Bucky turns around with his back to the plate, rubbing that ball a bit. Satisfied with it now, his arm goes up. Here's the pitch. Ball four, almost a wild pitch. Nearly got past Lopez, and DiMaggio walks. First base on balls off Walters, and the second base on balls issued in this game. Whitlow Wyatt walked one. Derringer walked none. Feller and Lee have walked none. Williams coming up. DiMaggio on first. Williams doubled the first time, or the second time at bat, drove in Travis with a lone American League run. Ball one outside to this left-hander. And the stretch for the next one. Williams fouls to Mervyn Shea, coaching at first. Took it on the first hop. Strike one, ball one. One ball, one strike. The stretch, the clutch, and the pitch. Ball two, it was fast and outside. About belt high. Lopez all set, cocking his arm for a throw should DiMaggio break for second. Joe is on first, one out. The score tied at one run. This is the sixth inning. Walters is set. He pitches. Williams flies to center fielder Reeser. Pete takes it for the putout, and DiMaggio hustles back from down around second. Two away. Jeff Heath coming up. Grounded to third and struck out. Grounded to second, rather, and struck out. Hit into a double play the first time up. Second time up was called out on strike. Bucky takes his stretch. He's ready. He pitches to this left-hander. A fastball high and outside. Ball one. And the next pitch. In the dirt. Nice picking by Al Lopez, the catcher, digging that one right out of the dirt, causing the dust to blow all over Pinelli's nice blue uniform. Two balls, no strikes. Slaughter playing Heath very deep out there in right field. Reeser playing dead away in center field. Here's the pitch. Jeff swings and misses. There's a throw down to first base. And DiMaggio gets back safely. Myers taking the peg in front of the bag. Joe had a big lead that time with a count two balls. Looked as though the old hit and run was on there, but Heath missed. Two balls, one strike. And the stretch for the next one. Heath fouls out left field way. Hack is going for it. I don't think he can get to it. Nope, the ball drops in the ground. Those of you familiar with Briggs Stadium, drops out there in the Tiger bullpen. And Heath picked it up and backhanded it into the crowd for a souvenir with Bill Summers right beside him. They're giving Hack quite a round of applause for that friendly gesture. I remember a day when Hack was on third and it didn't look like a friendly gesture out here when Tommy Bridges had to go to work, and how he did that day in that World Series. 2-2 the count on Heath. The pitch misses the outside corner. Ball three, 3-2. Two men out and Medwick on, and DiMaggio on first. There goes Joe. Here's the pitch outside. Ball four. Heath rambles down to first. Second base on, balls off Walters in this inning. DiMaggio moves to second. Two men are out. And Lou Budrow, who has just replaced Cronin at shortstop. The Cleveland flashy shortstop is in there. Bats them right-handed. Lou, very popular around here. I guess all over the circuit. A grand kid and a great ball player. First pitch, low. Ball one. Two men on, two men out. DiMaggio on second. Heath on first. Walters pitches high. Ball two. Two balls, no strike. Lopez carries the ball halfway out to Walters. Now he's tossing it to him. Score tied at one run. Sixth inning, two men out. Runners on second and first. Budrow keeps waving that bat. He's in that crouch. Walters pitches, and Lou lines a single over second. A line drive into center field. Then it's missed by Reeser trying to pick it up on the dead run. DiMaggio has scored, and Heath is stopping at third. Art Fletcher held Heath at third. Budrow went all the way to second when Reeser, trying for a one-hand pickup of this line drive in center field, overran the ball, and it permitted Budrow to take second. Scored as a single and an error for Reeser. DiMaggio coming home on the hit. The run batted in for Lou, and Heath pulled up at third. The score is 2-1 in favor of the American Leaguers. Rudy York coming to the plate. York has one hit, two times at bat. Single to left. Walters pitches a high, fast one inside for ball one. And the next one. Backs him away with another high, fast one inside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two men out. Second and third occupied. Walters using a full windup. He's backed Rudy away from the plate with a couple of pitches. Now his arm goes up for the next one. York swings at a high curve. Strike one. Two balls, one strike. Bucky shakes himself out there on the slab. Glances over toward third. Begins his windup. The pitch. And Rudy hits a long high fly to left field. Reeser is under it and takes it for the out. Pete coming over from center field into left, taking the ball about 350 feet away from the plate. Plenty high in the air. Not enough carry against that wind. That ends the sixth inning with one run. One hit. One error, and two left on base. Travis, first up, line to second baseman Herman. DiMaggio walked. Williams, fly to Reeser in center. Heath also walked. Budrow lined a single over second in the center field, scoring DiMaggio, advancing Heath to third. Heath took third, and Budrow second when Reeser fumbled a hit. Pete being charged with an error. Then York flied high to Reeser for the third out.
Sid Hudson, big right-hander,
now pitching. Jimmy Fox of Boston playing first base. Dominic DiMaggio of the Boston Red Sox playing right field for the American League. And this is the first time the two DiMaggios have played together since they came up in organized ball. We hope they don't quarrel out there, right in center field. Going into the seventh inning, the score now 2-1 in favor of the American Leaguers. Now we get these changes. Hudson starts his windup. He's a fastball pitcher, and that's hit right back into left field for a single. Fumbled by Williams. He falls down, comes up again, and he goes an extra base.
One and one. Single in an error.
Marky Vaughn.
Single in an error.
Enos Slaughter, first man up for the National Leaguers. Tickled that first pitch of Sid Hudson for the Washington Senators. A single in the left, and when Williams slipped out there and fell down, Slaughter took an extra base on the error. Tying run is again on second. Nobody out. Marky Vaughn coming up, left-handed batter. Budrow keeping the runner close to second. And just as Hudson was ready to pitch, Vaughn playing a little deep baseball there, backed out of the batter's box. Bill Dickey has gone out with the ball to talk to Sid. It's the kid's big moment. Now the conference is broken up. We're set to go. There's the stretch. And the pitch. Curveball inside, low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Slaughter on second. There's a drive to right field. It's carrying high up, and it's a home run. The first home run of the ball game. Here comes some straw hats. And it's Marky Vaughn of the Pittsburgh Pirates homering in the upper deck of the right field stands over 315 feet away and putting the National Leaguers back in the lead as he drove Enos Slaughter across ahead of him. It's now 3-2 in favor of the National League and nobody out in the seventh inning. Mr. Vaughn really tickled that Hudson fast pitch, riding high up in there. This brings up Billy Harmon. He batted for Fry in the fifth and singled, then replaced Fry at second. Sox a fast one down the third baseline, rolling out into the left field corner. There's an extra base hit. Being grabbed by one of the fans reaching out of the stands out there. A two-base hit. And these National Leaguers seem to care very kindly for the pitching slipped in here by Sid Hudson. A single, a home run, and double. The first three men to face him. There's nobody out in the seventh. Jimmy Fox, playing first base now, goes over and talks to Hudson. Coming into the batter's box, right-hand hitting catcher Al Lopez. Sid pitches from the shoulder. Al bunts out in front of the plate. Dickey grabs it up and throws to Gordon, covering first for the put-out, a sacrifice hit. And Bucky Walters, it's his turn to bat. He did all right the only time he's been up by stalking a double down the left field line. I don't know whether he... No, he's not going to hit. Somebody else coming up, a Brooklyn Dodger. Leo DeRocher has a little confab with him. Number six, it's Joe Ducky Wucky Medwick.
Medwick
Ducky Medwick batting for Waters. Ducky had fun out here one time in a World Series when a member of the Cards. First pitch, right-handed batter, breaks over for a called strike. And the next one. A sock on the ground to shortstop. Budrow bluffs the runner back to third, then rifles the ball over to Fox. Retiring Medwick. A swell play by Lou Budrow at Cleveland shortstop. He held Herman on third and then whipped the ball over to Fox ahead of the runner for the second out. Dan Hack coming up. Left-handed batter with one hit and two official times at bat. Herman on third. The score 3-2 in favor of the National Leaguers. Seventh inning. Hudson starts his windup. Pitches a fast ball low. Ball one. Dickie down there in the crouch. Calls for the pitch. Now he's straightening up. Sid delivers a curve. It's bunted. A surprise bunt, but it's foul over in the Tiger dugout, where the American Leaguers are huddling today behind third base. And the count on Hack is 1-1. The score is 3-2 in favor of the National League. Seventh inning. One strike, one ball. Sid gets the sign. He starts his windup. He pitches high over Hack's head. Fastball and plenty fast. So the count is 2-1. DeRocher, coaching at first, says, "Now you're ready, kid. Pick him up." Meaning sock one out there and drive in this runner on third, Billy Herman. There's the motion, the pitch. Right in there. Curveball. Belt high for a called strike. Count is 2-2. Two men out and Herman on third. Hudson gets the sign. He starts his motion. He pitches a fast curve outside. Ball three and strike two. Three balls, two strikes. The motion and the pitch is inside, a little high for ball four. Hack walks, trots down to first, and this brings Terry Moore to the plate. Terry has popped to shortstop, flied to right, and a long fly to left field drove in the first National League run in that sixth inning. Right-handed batter, runners on first and third. Moore swings and misses the first pitch. Hudson dropping a curve in there pretty low. Sid waiting around. Now he's all set. Dickey out of the crouch. Here's the pitch. Foul. Top deck. Out first base way. Rolling around on the roof. Strike two. Two strikes. No balls. Two strikes. No balls. Two balls tossed in there. Hudson pitches, curve outside, ball one. Now the count is 2-1. Herman on third, Hack on first, Moore at the plate. There's the pitch, and he swings and misses a fast one inside, close to his thumbs for strike three. So that ends the seventh inning for the National Leaguers, in which they jumped in the lead by scoring two runs, made three hits, had two men left on base, and the American Leaguers made one error. Started out with Enos Slaughter facing Sid Hudson, the third American League pitcher. Singled to left on the first pitch and took an extra base when Williams fumbled a hit. Archie Vaughn homered in the upper deck of the right field stands, scoring behind Slaughter to put the National Leaguers in the lead 3-2. Herman doubled down the left field line. Lopez sacrificed him to third. Dickey to Gordon, who covered first. Medwick batted for Walters. Grounded out short to first. Budrow, the shortstop, holding Herman on third while throwing the runner out. Hack walked, and Moore struck out. Now we have the fourth National League pitcher coming in. Claude Passot of Chicago, the Chicago Cubs. Waters worked two innings. Gave up three hits, one run. Struck out two, walked two. Passot is pitching. Passot of the Chicago Cubs pitching. Harry Danning of the New York Giants now catching for the National Leaguers. And Charlie Keller of the New York Yankees will undoubtedly bat after Bill Dickey. Bat for the pitcher, Hudson. Dickey is first up. Bill has one hit and two times at bat, and Keller is waiting here in the batter's ring. Strike called on Dickey. Passot, a right-hander, playing that one over the outside corner to Bill. The score is 3-2 in favor of the National League. Seventh inning. Claude pitches high and outside for ball one. 1-1. Flexes his arm a bit. And pitches over that outside corner knee high to Dickey for a called strike. Two strikes and one ball. Two and one. There's the windup. The pitch. Outside. Ball two. Two and two. Harry the horse behind the plate. Big Harry Danning. Good catcher, good hitter. Two and two the count on Dickey. Couple of pretty good catchers right there at the plate now. Dickey fouls into the dirt. Right on top of that pitch. And I think it hit Bill on the toe as it bounced up. He's leaning on the bat out there. That's the second time he's been hit on that right foot. He's limping around as he comes slowly back to the left-hand batter's box. Still time is out as he's standing there talking to umpire Babe Finelli. All right, I guess we're set. He's back in there. The count 2-2. Herman is playing very deep for Dickey, way out on the grass, second base position. Passot starts his windup. He pitches. Dickey lines to third baseman Hack. Stan going in the air and spearing that ball as he was riding over behind third base, robbing Dickey of a two-base hit, and Charlie Keller will bat for Hudson. Charlie Keller of the New York Yankees, left-handed batter, now batting for Sid Hudson. Hudson worked one inning. Gave up two runs. Three hits. Walked none. Walked one. Struck out one. Keller, a left-hand hitter and a powerful hitter. Swings and misses. Strike one. Nearly fell down as he went around on that pitch. One man out, bases empty. Strike two called. Finelli raising his right arm as Passot found the outside corner around the batter's knees. Two strikes and nothing on Charlie, batting for Hudson. Danning calls for the next pitch. Here it comes. Ball a little high, outside. Two strikes, one ball. And the windup. Here's the pitch. Keller fouls back. Passot getting a new ball, gives it a going over. Pulls his cap down a little more firmly. Wipes his pitching hand on his trousers. Those pretty light blue trousers that the White Sox wear, that
road uniform. Now he's in motion. Here's the pitch. Outside, fastball. Up around the batter's eyes. Ball two, two and two. And the score is 3-2 in favor of the National Leaguers. Seventh inning with one man out. Bases empty. Hasso taking plenty of time. He does a lot of fiddling around. Now he's on the rubber and the arm goes up for the pitch. It's coming and Keller struck out swinging. Going for a fastball on the outside corner down around his knees. Joe Gordon. New York Yankees now playing second base and coming to bat for the first time in this game. Two gone in the seventh. Joe steps up in that right-hand batter's box. He swings and misses a high, fast pitch for strike one. One strike on Joseph. And the next one. A little high outside for ball one. One and one.
Good ball game. A little bit of everything.
One strike, one ball. Hasso taking his time. There's two outs. He's got a one-run lead to protect. He pitches low and inside to Gordon. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Clear out against the screen in left field. Nearly against the screen is Terry Moore, left fielder. He knows Gordon hits him out that way when he hits him. And he fouled that pitch off for strike two, and the count is two and two. Two strikes, two balls, two out, bases empty, 3-2 in favor of the National Leaguers. National Leaguers have made eight hits. They're supposed to be the club without the power, while the American Leaguers have made five, and there's a grounder to shortstop. Archie Vaughn comes up with it, pegs it to Myers at first, and Gordon is out, and that ends the seventh. No run, no hit, no error. Three up and three away. Dickey lying to Hack, third baseman, for a leaping one-hand catch. Keller batted for Hudson and struck out. And Gordon grounded out, short to first. And now we get the fourth American League pitcher, and it looks like lefty Edgar Smith of the White Sox. Frankie Hayes of the Philadelphia Athletics going behind the plate. Edgar Smith, left-hander, used to be with the Philadelphia Athletics before going to Jimmy Dyke's Chicago club. And Hayes was his battery mate there, so they oughtn't to have a whole lot of trouble getting signs fixed up. The score is 3-2 in favor of the National Leaguers. This is WWJ and W45D Detroit, bringing you this ninth All-Star Classic from Briggs Stadium. National Leaguers out in front, 3-2, going into the eighth inning. First man up will be Pete Reiser of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Center fielder has had no hits in three times at bat. He's the leading National League hitter. Smitty a left-hander, Reiser a right-hand batter. Its first pitch is popped up into short left field. Budrow going out for it, falls down, and the ball drops foul. There's been a good deal of skidding around in this field today on account of the rain yesterday, the couple of heavy showers we had. The infield is in excellent shape, but apparently the outfield is a little bit skiddy because earlier in the game, if you've been in all the day, you'll remember that right fielder Bill Nicholson of the National Leaguers
fell down and right out there, causing a line drive at Ted Williams to skid over his head for a two-base knock. Ted Williams has also fallen in left field, and Budrow would have made a catch of this foul ball had he not slipped and fallen. Count is 1-1 on Reeser. Hayes comes out of the crouch. Smith pitches. Reeser swings at a ball that hit the dirt in front of the plate. That's how much drop Smitty had on that one. Strike two. Two strikes. One ball. 3-2 in favor of the National League. Eighth inning. Foul. Kicked that one into the dirt. Another drop that Smith was throwing in there. Reeser got just a little bit of it on the end of his bat. First man up in the eighth. Left-handed batter. Strike called on Reeser. Smith finding the outside corner with a fast pitch between the knees and the belt. Next man coming up is Johnny Myers. Left-hand batting first baseman. Foul ticks the first pitch. Strike one. Fouled it right into Hayes' mitt. And the arm goes up for the next one. Slow curve. Failed to come over. Hung a little bit inside. Ball one. 1-1. One strike. One ball. There's the motion. Mize lines to right field. It's going safely against the barrier. Bouncing away. Being chased out there by Dominic DiMaggio. Having trouble picking it up, and it goes for a two-base hit. Dominic broke toward center field as Myers swung. But Johnny pulled the ball up toward the foul line on the opposite way from which he was going. By the time he could get back, the ball was past him against the barrier. Playing it on the rebound, he had trouble picking it up. It's a two-base hit for Johnny. One man out. Myers on second. Enos Slaughter, who opened against Hudson in the last inning and singled, took an extra base when Williams fumbled, moves into the left-hand batter's box. Smith pitches a curve low and outside, down in the dirt, out in the right-hand batter's box for ball one. That's the fourth two-base hit. Mize was the fourth two-bagger. Vaughn has a home run. That accounts for the extra base hit. One ball, the count to Slaughter. Hayes out of the crouch, holding the mitt for Smitty to see. Smith pitches a beautiful curve. Starts at the batter. He backs away a little, breaks over the plate. Belt high for a called strike. One man out and Myers on second. Smitty takes his stretch. He pitches a foul ball back into the stands, bounces down the screen, strike two on Slaughter, and it's two strikes and one ball. Leo DeRocher coaching at first, giving advice to Johnny Myers, the runner on second. Smitty comes up to the stretch, down to the clutch. He pitches, strike three called, and DeRocher's talk to Myers to watch a ball hit out there, meaning left field, didn't mean much there. So Slaughter took that pitch for a called third strike. And here comes Archie Vaughn getting a big hand from the crowd with Archie's home run off Sid Hudson in the seventh inning with Slaughter on base that put the National Leaguers back in the, put them in the lead. 2-3 and they're still in there. First pitch to Archie, left-hand batter, ball one. One ball, the count. Smitty looks him over, taking plenty of time. Now there's the stretch. He comes down, he pitches, and there's another drive that looks as though it's his second home run. It is. It's up in the upper deck again, tickling that one in the upper deck of the right field stand. Two home runs for Archie Vaughn in this ball game, And that puts the National Leaguers out in front by two more runs to make it 5-2 in favor of the older circuit. That ball was hit harder than the first one. Hit further down towards center field. But up in the stands, I would say about 350 feet away, the upper deck of the right field stands. Two home runs in succession for Archie Vaughn, each with a man on base. And that's the time to get them. Two out. Base is empty now. Billy Herman up. Has had two hits, a single and double, and as many times at bat. First pitch, ball one, a right-handed batter. Crowd is still murmuring over Vaughn's second homer. A smash on the ground that Jimmy Fox gives it the chest, then tosses to Smith. Smith misses the bag, and umpire Grieve at first base rules the runner safe.
There's Smith.
Smith
there, pitcher.
Is charged with the boot. A bounding ball down towards second. Jimmy Fox, the first baseman, went down and gave it the chest. In other words, blocked it with his chest. He picked it up, tossed to Smith, covering the bag. Smitty got the throw in time, but his foot missed the bag ahead of the runner. Herman is on first on Smith's error. Two men out. Harry Danning, the catcher, making his first appearance at the plate. Right-handed batter. Takes the first pitch, a fast one on the outside corner. Knee high for a called strike. And the clutch for the next one. Fast one outside. Ball one. One and one. Score is 5-2 in favor of the National League. Eighth inning. Two men out. Herman on first. Smitty pitches low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two and one. Herman takes a lead. Smith pitches. Danning drops a fly ball. Out right field way. Joe Gordon goes out for it and takes his over his shoulder for the put out. Second baseman Gordon running out into short right. Take that over his shoulder for the put out. That ends the eighth for the National Leaguers. And they've got a three-run lead on the Americans. The American League comes to bat in the eighth. Two runs. Two hits. One error. One left. With Edgar Smith, left-hander, pitching for the American League, Reeser was called out on strike. Mize doubled to right. Slaughter was called out on strike. Vaughn duplicated his hit of the previous inning by hitting a home run up in the right field pavilion, scoring behind Mize. Herman was safe at first when Smith missed the toss from Fox for a play. And Danning popped to Gordon for the third out. Frank McCormick is playing first base for the National League. McCormick of the Cincinnati Reds.